You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Religion, First Amendment rights, and kindness towards the LGBTQ plus community dominated the Green Bay Common Council meeting Tuesday. At issue, a resolution to oppose the practice of conversion therapy within the city of Green Bay. Several religious members of the community spoke against that and in favor of conversion therapy practices. David Roth is the pastor of One Way Christian Church in Green Bay.
But my greater concern is a violation to all Green Bay Christians in prohibiting the free exercise of our faith.
Eric Druzwicki opposed the resolution based on whether or not it's a good use of the governmental process.
Instead, what we're discussing tonight is if it's worth our time, and by extension, tax dollars, to determine whether or not passing a resolution of words will accomplish something that is worth all that time.
Not all of the speakers were against a possible resolution opposing the practice of conversion therapy. Retired school teacher Charles Frisk.
All the studies done where they've followed kids that have gone through conversion therapy, they find that the suicide rates go up, they don't go down.
Alder Alyssa Prophet is one of the three alders authoring the resolution.
For anyone who knows someone who has decided the suicide route was better, I think you might feel a little different about this. I feel very passionately that this resolution is an important step that we can take to let those youth and our neighbors know that we are okay with who they are.
Ultimately, the council voted to return the resolution to its authors to fully draft. From there, it will go back to the Protection and Policy Committee, who will decide whether or not to bring it before the Common Council at a future meeting. If you live in Appleton, drink a nice, tall, cool glass of tap water to celebrate the city of Appleton having the second best tasting water in the nation. Attendees of the American Water Works Association conference sampled waters from across the country and voted on the People's Choice tap water taste test. Appleton came in second, right behind Denver and above Bloomington, Minnesota. In a Facebook post, the city of Appleton congratulated its water team, saying, quote, "Your commitment flows through every drop." The Netherlands Ministry of Defense orders 150 military vehicles from Oshkosh Defense. The agreement for the country's military to purchase the Dutch Expeditionary Patrol Vehicles was signed on Wednesday. The Cayman, as they're known, offers off-road mobility, high speeds, and interoperability with NATO forces. No dollar amount was released for the sale. Oshkosh Defense is a subsidiary of Oshkosh Corporation, a global vehicle manufacturer headquartered in Oshkosh. This weekend is the start of the July 4th travel period, and about 1.6 million Wisconsinites are expected to hit the roads. The AAA travel forecast runs from June 28th to July 6th. AAA expects nearly 1.5 million people to drive, about 60,000 to fly, and 100,000 to take trains, buses, or cruises. Keep an eye on gas prices that may go up due to tensions in the Middle East. The Wisconsin State Patrol is sharing some tips to help residents get their cars ready for the road during the summer travel season. As Wisconsinites get ready to enjoy things like state parks, trails, and lakes, the State Patrol officials are reminding them to check out their vehicles before hitting the road. The summer heat can lead to some unexpected issues, like causing wiper blades and rubber belts to wear down faster. Drivers should also make sure that their tires are filled at the proper pressure, check fluid levels for their oil and brakes, and ensure the battery is properly charged. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled on power struggles between the legislative and executive branches. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
This case centers around the science of reading bills. In 2023, lawmakers passed bills that would reform how Wisconsin educators teach kids how to read, in line with research-backed methods. When it came time to sign those bills, Governor Tony Evers used his partial veto power to streamline the funding mechanisms for the bill. Republicans filed a lawsuit claiming Evers overstepped his authority. By unanimous decision, the liberal-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court agreed that was above Evers' scope as governor. Meanwhile, Republicans passed those bills that change how Wisconsin kids learn how to read, which requires training and new materials, but they haven't released the money to pay for those changes. It's set aside sitting in an emergency fund. The state's high court ruled leaving the bill unfunded and holding on to that cash is constitutional. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
After the high-profile homicide of Sade Robinson in Milwaukee, a renewed effort is underway to create a statewide task force focusing on missing and murdered Black women. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Democratic State Representative Sheila Stubbs says the task force, which would include law enforcement, survivors, and advocates, is needed to address the disproportionate violence faced by Black women in the state. A 2024 report in The Lancet revealed that in Wisconsin, Black women between 25 and 44 were 20 times more likely to die by homicide than their white counterparts.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks are on the clock. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, basketball. The NBA draft continues tonight. The Bucks with a pick in the second round, 47th overall. Former Badgers star John Tanjay and Marquette's Cam Jones expected to be selected. Last night, Con Knipple from Milwaukee, the fourth overall pick by the Charlotte Hornets, becoming the highest drafted player ever in state history. His high school coach, Ryan Walls, at a watch party at Wisconsin Lutheran High, who won the state with Knipple in his senior year.
Never had a kid ever be drafted before, so able to share this moment with a lot of people who love Con.
Baseball, the Brewers with a day off before hosting the Rockies tomorrow night. Rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, now 3-0, after leading the Brewers to a 4-2 win over the Pirates yesterday to win that series.
Electric, yeah. You know, that's Miz. You know, if you're walking a couple of guys and a little erratic, able to calm down himself and get right back on the bump and stay on the attack. That was huge for us.
That's Brewers catcher Eric Haas with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Alana Thompson, a.k.a. Honey Boo Boo, is back in the public eye, or trying to be. Americans last remember her from 2012's Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. The show followed the hyper six-year-old while she graced the airwaves of TLC and was a spinoff from an equally horrible show called Toddlers and Tiaras. Both shows were the brainchild of Mama June, Alana's mother. Now the poor kid is trying to reinvent herself and remain relevant as former reality stars so often do, and she's using a new biopic to do it. If you're interested and can't get enough southern drawl and manufactured charm, check out I Was Honey Boo Boo on Lifetime. Dreamy heartthrob Bobby Sherman has passed away. Sherman was a teen idol in the 1960s. Sherman sang hits like Little Women, Hey Mr. Sun, and Easy Come, Easy Go. Bobby Sherman was 81 years old and 5 feet 9 inches tall. Is it just me, or does it seem like people should know the height of celebrities who pass away? Let's start something new here. Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility is getting a makeover. Daisy Edgar Jones has just signed on to be the film's lead, Eleanor Dashwood. The role of sister Marion Dashwood has not been announced yet. The story follows the sisters after they are forced to leave their family home in Sussex due to financial issues. Daisy Edgar Jones herself announced the news on social media. Her previous credits include Where the Crawdads Sing and last summer's Twisters, where she played the female lead opposite Glenn Powell. Most of us have a love-hate relationship with Facebook and only know the story of its beginnings from the film The Social Network. There will be a sequel on the way from Aaron Sorkin. Variety reports that Sorkin has written a screenplay as a follow-up to the 2010 film based on a series of Wall Street Journal articles called The Facebook Files. No casting has taken place yet, but Sorkin is an Oscar-winning writer, so buckle up, folks. It's always fun to watch the box office prognosticators estimate what film will earn how much in theaters. The new Brad Pitt film, F1 The Movie, a film set in the world of Formula One, is being called Top Gun on Wheels by people such as me, Peach Waba. It opens this weekend, and box office so-called experts are estimating the film will bring in $40 to $50 million. F1 The Movie is Apple Original Films' 6th theatrical wide release. Speaking of Pitt, the actor recently told a story about how he was almost fired when he was an extra. Pitt appeared on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast and talked about his life as an extra after moving to Hollywood. Pitt told Shepard while working on the Charlie Sheen movie at No Man's Land, he ad-libbed a line while playing a waiter. The assistant director told him, if you do that again, you're fired. Can you imagine? His mutual man crush with George Clooney was almost unrequited. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thundershowers today. 70 our high. A little more rain tonight. We could get a quarter inch of rain. 63 the low tomorrow. Cloud, scattered shower, 73 by Saturday. Mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.